Greetings. This series of recordings is intended to help wake you up to your unlimited ability to align the world with whatever you desire. The fulfilling of your desires for the life you want to live is very important to the positive evolution of life on this planet. You must not get sucked into accepting things as they appear. It is up to you to dream and believe the new world into being. All things start first as an idea. Welcome. You have tuned into Reality Jab, where we'll likely punch some holes in your concept of reality. That's the case only if you believe that you have a reality that is not of your own making. All this will be much easier to get if you are born in this millennium, after the year 2000, that is. If that's you, you came hardwired for this digital age. The odds are very good that you will find using technology fairly simple. You may find the older crowd will come to ask you how to get things done. Previous generations didn't get a lot of programming on this. Programming you got. If you are in the older group, you can still figure it out, but it just does not come as naturally to most of you. That's going to go for most of what we discuss in Reality Jab. If you already have a high level of confidence that you know how the world works, it's going to take you longer to get with it, or there will be a lot more reprogramming that will be needed to even realize that you can take control over the direction your life takes. The commonly held opinion is that life just happens to you, and you do your best to deal with it. The opposite of that is the realization that you are the creator of the game you're a part of. Now, some people get offended when they're told that life is just a game and that you are only here to have fun. They mistakenly think it is something very serious and that their performance is constantly being judged. You're the only one who has any importance in evaluating how well you are playing the game. And spending much time judging yourself is really a waste of time. If you do something that does not work, take a look at what you did, learn from it, and try a different approach. Did you get mad at yourself when you fell when you were learning to walk? Probably not. You just got up and tried again. That's how you should approach every task you decide to take on and accomplish. Make everything an adventure and leave judgment to the less informed. The number one reality jab is the knowledge that reality is whatever you believe it to be. That's right. Not what someone on the internet claims it is or what you read in some old book. Those things may affect your reality, but only to the degree you decide to agree with them. If you don't agree, those facts need have no relevance on your experience of how things really are. There's a basic structure of reality that comes from shared beliefs. This is why from generation to generation, commonly held beliefs change. Usually slowly, though. If you were born after the year 2000, there is very little chance you will share many beliefs about culture and society with someone born before 1950. They may have had children that helped keep them current in their psychological development, but there will still likely be big gaps of misunderstanding. If you were born after 2000, you're much more suited for today's world than those born even a decade or two earlier. Why does it matter? If you are living as you were brought up in a past time, you will almost certainly find today's world brings you discomfort and likely a fear that everything is decaying and going to hell. Your world, the world of your beliefs and ideas, is fading from existence and will never be again. For that matter, yesterday is never going to be again. But obviously, the longer the time, the greater the evolution of the consensus reality. Again, the hard part is that you may very well think the changes are negative, which is not the case. It still can be very frustrating. So, you 21st century people, it would be appreciated if you would try and have some patience with these old people. Most of them will reach a point where they have an awakening and begin to accept change. And so, the general consensus of social consciousness evolves. Here's our next reality jab. Don't buy into any of it that you don't like. If you do not find it pleasing, an idea, a concept, reject it and make your own choice about how you see your days evolving. What everyone else in the world thinks need not have any relevance to you. It is only as you choose to interact with others that you need to be sensitive to the fact that their reality may be totally different than yours. But here's the thing. Mind you, no judgment. Those other people are just as right as you because they're as totally in charge of their world as you are. How so many millions of individuals can interact and yet be totally independent and self-determining is the most amazing part of the system. And how this works will be a big part of our ongoing discussion. For now, though, let's go back to you and how your character came into being. Again, if you are a 21st century being, you're familiar with digital virtual reality games. Fiction often models fact. Looking at your life as an interactive game is a surprisingly accurate analogy. There's a lot of elaboration that we will go into in future reality jabs, but for now, let's just say that you started as an idea in your mother's mind that you were attracted to as an entry point into this time-space 3D game world that we're currently a part of. As the baby you was forming in your mother, you paid attention to it and observed its development. In some cases, things didn't go well, and the pregnancy resulted in a miscarriage. In other cases, the mother may decide it's not the right time to have a baby, and she may abort the process. But if all systems are go, and everyone's satisfied with the intention to have you born, your spark of consciousness will enliven the physical form and give it beingness. Who or what is the you that is enlivening this physical form? Simplest way to put it is that you are a non-physical, conscious entity that is one with a universal energy field. The real you never leaves that energy field, but you place your awareness in the physical form that is slowly maturing into a very sophisticated creature built to operate in the environment you will soon become aware of. Initially, you remain aware of your non-physical self, but within a few years of being born into this physical form, you forget that you are an unlimited energy being because you need to place all your attention on learning how to survive in the world you find yourself in, fitting in and figuring out how to get the things you find that you want becomes your entire focus. Now, who is this creature you're becoming? There are several factors involved in this. Your physical form includes a highly sophisticated biocomputer brain and nervous system that links all the parts and systems of your body to that biocomputer. The system comes with some hardwired components. You will get some programming from your genetic forebears, your ancestors. You'll also get some coding based on when you are born, like a built-in understanding of basic technology as an example. You may bring from non-physical some special skills that you pre-selected, like music or artistic or athletic talent. Most everyone brings some special talents along with them, and it will be up to you to discover them so that you can take full advantage of what they have to offer you. But from the starting point, you begin to absorb data that you will use to define your character. Everything that happens from this point on will be of your choosing. Your immediate need is to figure out how best to have a good time in this adventure world you're discovering and will be exploring. Now, the first source of information is those beings you're exposed to as a baby before you really have any ability to act on your own behalf. Now, we have the most important piece of information for you. The data, everything your five senses are exposed to, has no quality buffer or antivirus program to protect you from bad programming. You're like a sponge. Everything you are exposed to is just absorbed and represents what you will believe to be real and true. Clearly, some of us get off to a much better start than others. If you're surrounded by love and happy people, you will create a reality view that mirrors that. On the other hand, if you have a dysfunctional family and you're surrounded with an angry, unhappy world, then you will come to believe that is reality. Most of us really begin to think on our own between 3 and 5 years old. So what happens in those early years is very important as to the footing that we start life on. Most personality experts say that by age 7, we pretty well completed our personality design that we will go adventuring with as we start to consciously play the game as the character we've created. Now, I want to remind you that this physical you is just a point of awareness of the unlimited you that will always be there enjoying the adventure you're living through your senses. You are on your own in the adventure world, though. Non-physical you is there to provide whatever assistance you ask for and are willing to accept. However, it will probably take a while before you start thinking beyond your character, the character you have created, because you will quickly find that you live in an adventure world filled with challenges and that while just surviving is not that difficult, to have fun takes some determination and positive intent. Clearly, there's a lot of detail that will need to be filled in. For now, though, please just accept that you are, by nature, a non-physical being temporarily inhabiting a physical form for an adventure in creation. There's no entity judging you, and you are free to do whatever you want. You have chosen to be here for the fun of an adventure. Your task is to learn how to manipulate reality to serve your interests, to create a satisfying experience from whatever your starting point happened to be. You will learn that your feelings are your best ally. If something does not feel right, find a different direction until you line up with actions and awareness that you find pleasing. You have unlimited creative power. If you can dream it, you can create it. You never lose the power to connect with your non-physical self and channel energy to create anything you will let yourself believe in. That is true for everything. Belief is the designer of reality. That really is the only thing you need to master to live the life of your dreams. But of course, when exposed to a world that seems contradictory to many of the things you want to believe, this is obviously quite a challenge. Helping us get beyond appearances and find the world of our dreams is what we are hoping to do with Reality Jab. Thank you for listening to Reality Jab. There are more installments to help you harness the unlimited creative power you are capable of wielding. Most important, remember there is no one better or more deserving of a great adventure than you. We are all part of one whole and are always connected. The only difference is the degree to which we tap into the immense power that is always available to each of us. Many people do not realize that they are so much more than the character they've dreamed up to interact in the material world. None of us have any limits but those we impose on ourselves. So please make the most of this lifetime adventure.